is how you and I get to connect online. Feel free to use all those handles and let's have the conversation. And that conversation begins now. I'm joining on the line now by the Democratic Alliance Chief Whip in caucus of the state of the local municipality, that Palesa Mobango joins us in conversation, as well as Joe Ngobeni. He's also also strip with EFF in that local municipality's council. He also joins us now in conversation. Both my guests, welcome.
Thank you, Musa. Thank you to you and your guests for having us here.
Mam Ngobeni, welcome to us.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Greetings to you, Musa, and to your listeners and Elderman Mobango.
Let me maybe unpack it in this way, or maybe let's start our conversation in this format of plastic. Let's start with the Democratic Alliance. Today was the second leg of tabling the forensic investigative work that would have been done in the Mthunzini substation. Your immediate reaction of the last leg of the forensic report?
Thank you, Musa. Thank you for the question. To be honest, Musa, today is a very sad day in this municipality because what has transpired today, in effect, says to the residents of our municipality, we have lost money, and this institution that is led by the ANC and the EFF does not care about the money that we have lost, and it does not care about how our supply chain management systems are compromised, and that it will happen again, and there will be no consequences to that effect. So that is our immediate reaction to what has transpired today in council.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, we are working on a way forward in trying to correct today's mistakes.
Yeah. Mam Ngobeni, you are equally at the firing end of the Democratic Alliance summation of what would have happened today. Your reflections then, that you are in government, you are co-governing the municipality with the African National Congress, with the likes of also of the Middleburg Campaigner Residence Fund. How best do you reflect into today's forensic last leg presentation?
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you, this is Kosana, and then I take note of the response of the Chief Whip of the Democratic Alliance. But I think in this conversation, we must not miss the opportunity of then telling the listeners that actually the wording or the phrasing given by the Chief Whip is actually rather misleading, without actually taking ownership of the fact that EFF has just came in with the position of the MMC in the mayoral committee. But the truth of the matter is that Democratic Alliance and the ANC has been in a coalition government since 2021. Remember, Musa, the voters declared Steve Tshwete local municipality a hang municipality just by voting. So there's no outright winner in Steve Tshwete. Actually, if you look at the executive power, resides with the ANC and mixed with MHRF becoming the speaker, and the mayor and the chief whip would be the ANC, and mayoral committee would be ANC mixed with one EFF a councillor, that would be me, heading a portfolio public safety. But now, that is the executive authority. Now, let's look at now the political oversight. The political oversight from the MPEC chairperson, which is then the Municipal Public Account Committee, is the Democratic Alliance. All the Section 79 committees that are there in council are chaired by the Democratic Alliance. That technically means there's nothing that the administration would be doing in terms of a service deliver that does not go through and be chaired and be oversighted by the Democratic Alliance. We just came into the party. They've been there since 2021. So if the Democratic Alliance wants to play politics, fair enough, they're in the public gallery, but they must take ownership of the fact that there's lack of services in Stiftwete, and they are there playing oversight that is not there.
Yeah.
Now, a report that is in question today, Musa.
Yes, sir.
We, as the economic freedom fighters, were very clear that we want consequence management to kick in.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to be realistic of the fact that what has been tabled, as she has alluded to the fact that it is said, I would tell you now that it is said not today, but since the inception, because if you look at where it starts,
mm-hmm.
with the council taking note and agreeing that there should be a deviation from the pre-plan, because remember the substation is a long plan
mm-hmm.
Project,
so.
And the Democratic Alliance was there, agreed on the spending. We come in 2021, we found this mess being there. So they can't come now today and claim it is as if it is something new. It has been there, and what we are questioning now is the view of the Auditor General, because in our term, we've got two unqualified audit opinions from the Auditor General. Strange enough, this has not been picked in the previous audit findings.
Yeah.
With the previous municipal manager. So there's a lot that needs to be corrected, that needs to be put into proper perspective without being emotional about this.
Mm.
And the company that has done this investigation,
yeah.
Hence we didn't want to delve into the details of the report itself,
yeah.
Is in question, Musa. And we are saying the company and the timing, because remember, there was a council resolution that the municipal manager then can initiate a forensic investigation. And in terms of Section 29 of the Municipal Finance Management Act, it was a deviation.
So.
And it had specific time frame for the report to be tabled back to council.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, on its own, it was given in October. But the council then was supposed to have been given the report on the 31st of December.
Mm-hmm.
And the appointment of the company only took place the following year, and that is 2024.
So
technicalities here, because remember, government, whether it's local, provincial, or national, it's a highly regulated institution.
Mm-hmm.
We don't just wake up in the morning and decide to do as we wish. There are documents, legislative documents and paper, compliance that needs to happen.
Yeah.
Municipal Finance Management Act must be complied with. The Local Government Municipal Structures Act must be complied with. And all the relevant policies,
yeah.
For oversight.
Let me come in there. What is then the view of the DA? Particularly, you raised the point that these particular forensic report have been entirely rejected. Are you then not comfortable with what Babu Ngobeni is saying, to say that, you know, there were a lot of discrepancies, such as the one of the time frame allocated to when the report ought to have been tabled versus to when the report was then tabled? So I'm speaking for him by saying, with all these, then that's why they are among the many parties that are rejecting the report entirely. But I'm yet to pose all those questions. But with what he has given me, it indicates to me that they were not entirely satisfied with all the other discrepancies that led to where we are now. In spite of the report being tabled, there are other things that ought to have been adhered to, but they were not. Maybe your view on that.
Musa, since we are really talking about facts, let's really backtrack a bit here. Let's backtrack. Back in 2023, as Councillor Ngubeni has stated, it is the DA, the MHRF, and the EFF itself, after a proposal or an interim report brought by the municipal manager where he alleged impropriety in terms of this particular tender, We then had that meeting as a collective before they were bought. Therefore, agreed that
wait, Palisa, you said before
there needs
they
to
were?
Be a detail before they were bought.
Oh, okay.
There needs to be an in-depth investigation in regards to the substation. The Auditor General had flagged it to say that there is an impropriety that had taken place here. Council, do the right thing. We did so. Now, if we want to hide behind semantics and political explanations that go around in circles and that does not address the core issues raised by the report, that is not something that the DA is willing to do. But let's talk facts now. Let's not go around hiding behind our thumbs. The facts are there is an almost 400-page document that has been tabled in council. This document talks about key things that happened during that tenure of the tender. Number one, when the tender was advertised, there were companies that submitted their tender documentation to the Bid Evaluation Committee and the Bid Adjudication Committee. Those committees, when municipal employees sit, neglected, willfully so, to check the tender documents that were received from FTEC itself. There were accreditation and CVs and qualifications that were deliberately not certified. That automatically removes them out of the running in terms of that tender. That was overlooked. That has been raised by the forensic report. Number two, the same company was then awarded the tender. What was supposed to just start at a specific round figure ended up with the municipality incurring more than 20 million rand more than what they had budgeted. That is not my money, Musa, as much as I would like it to be. It is not my money. It is the money of the employees that walk around the corridor of that institution every day. It is the money of the same voters that voted for all of us in this municipality. But we don't want to deal with the real issues, which is the fact that our supply chain management systems have been compromised. We have a serious loophole in this municipality that is taken advantage of. Now, let me just bring your listeners into what has transpired today. This is the recommendations of the ANC with the EFF that are leading this institution. They said that, one, that forensic report be rejected in its entirety. Not that we need to look into the contents and see what is legitimate or not. Number two, they say that the report itself must be deemed as a wasteful expenditure, not what the Auditor General has flagged, which is deviating from what can actually be executable in terms of this item. They also say that the substation be electrified by the same contractor, FTEC, rather than them knowing very well that Eskom is the only body that can connect that intake substation to the grid. That's not what they're saying. They're saying FTEC, by the end of this year, we left with 4 months now. I think about 4 months, if not less. My math might be a bit shaky today. But we're left with 4 months, and we are telling a contractor that does not work for Eskom, that does not have the plan that Eskom should have had from the beginning to connect us to the grid to do so. There is no sense in that. The last one, which they say, is that the report be dismissed as incomplete despite its extensive documentation and corroborated findings. There is nothing there that speaks to anything that Councillor Ngubeni has said. All I have heard is political rhetoric and blame that is not directed at the ones that actually took the decision today. One last thing, Musa. I'm sorry. In our proposal that we submitted today, it was extensive, yet we were told it was too long, where it detailed what should happen in terms of consequence management, what should happen in terms of governance and compliance reforms, and what should happen in terms of the reporting going forward in correcting what has happened.
Sure.
they voted against it. And they even went on to a division of vote where they individually said their own names and said, we will not entertain the 20 million that we have lost as an additional in this municipality. And what we will do is go and tell the voters that, you know what, it's the DA's fault. They're the ones that are chairing MPAC, and they're the ones that are chairing Section 79.
Yeah.
But yet they are afforded an opportunity to do this.
Let's talk then on issues of the report not having been concluded. The persons alleged of wrongdoing in the very same report were not interviewed by the very same forensic company. Of one of them, in fact, of which one of them I've spoken to on the show, former MM, Advocate Peggy Kenise. He said to me, no one has interviewed him, and it's not difficult to get hold of him since I've gotten hold of him. How then do you envisage that such a report can then be conclusive in the sense that the person who is alleged to have done wrong has not been given a right of reply?
It's very convenient that we are able to go to the Observer twice and talk and state what should happen, what must happen, and when it should have happened, and to come to your show, Musa, and tell us how things were supposed to happen. But in the very same report that we are talking to now, it was mentioned verbatim that these individuals were contacted and no commitment to discuss what had transpired were made. So you cannot force a horse to come and drink. But what you can do, Musa, which is what they did, the forensic investigators, is to tell us that we attempted to talk to these individuals. We were not able to speak to these individuals. These are our findings.
Mm.
Council then must do what it must do in terms of these findings.
Yeah.
They do not say that because we could not reach them, this report is inconclusive.
Sure, sure.
Why have we not dealt with the fact that the Bid Adjudication Committee is flawed in how it dealt with just the initial receiving of the tender documents?
Sure, sure.
Let's not talk about somebody else. Let's talk about what was not done properly from the beginning.
Mabgoven, you also have equally a responsibility to appraise us as Mpumalanga as to why then are you saying that the report itself must be deemed as a wasteful expenditure, as the DA alleged. Maybe let's understand it from your view. What about the report is an expense to the municipality?
Well, it is. And thanks for that question, Musa, once more. It would be deemed, and we feel like that, on the basis that the legislative frameworks, which is what governs how government runs. And remember, Musa, we as council only make resolutions. The implementation of those resolutions are done by the officials and the administration. And that is internal. And if you go to Rule 117 of the system, it doesn't allow us as councillors to interfere with administration. So it means the administration does its work, gives report, wherein the Democratic Alliance fails to do oversight before it comes to council. Now, we might want to play games here and want to then start the, grandstanding, but we know the truth.
Yeah.
I would tell you and draw you back just before you cut me off. We acknowledge the fact that as you've alluded to the issues of speaking to Mr. Kenise, I'm not a spokesperson of the previous municipal manager. But from the report itself, we were supposed to, in terms of Rule 82 of the rules and orders, be finished with a comprehensive report that wouldn't be questioned for us to make an informed decision. Now, if you bring an incomplete a forensic investigation report by a company that is not even qualified to do forensic investigation, and you want us to make a decision, and you have not consulted all the implicated parties, now you are leaving us with no choice but to look at the legislation and look at the interest of the institution itself. Not that we are going to ignore the fact that the Bid Evaluation Committee was mentioned and the Bid Application Committee was mentioned. He himself, Mr. Becky Kenisa, was the one that signed off on these things when the contract started.
Mm-hmm.
We are not, you know, blind from that. It is a fact. But everyone must be given an opportunity to respond.
Mm-hmm.
We will follow it up. We will pursue those who've taken money of the poor unduly.
Mm.
That is going to happen in Stiftwet.
Yeah.
But let me remind you what happened with the killing of Tshepo Masego 2022.
Yeah.
Musa. Those now are crying 20 million. 7 million has been spent in this municipality, wherein an item was brought in June to say, we must then take note of the deviation of the procurement of a PPP private security company that was brought into the institution. When the EFF put in a proposal that item didn't go through the proper channels, it didn't comply with supply chain management, it didn't comply with the Municipal Finance Management Act. That's who put in a counter proposal. It was the Democratic Alliance that put a counter proposal that let the item go through, and the next thing, those criminals killed employees of the municipality. One was killed. Let me finish, Musa.
Sure.
One was killed, and then three were injured.
Mm.
The municipality is litigated. Sure. Now, and the MPEC chairperson, you interviewed the MPEC chairperson yourself. And the MPEC chairperson said that there was a council resolution to procure that company. Till today, I can tell you, Musa, there's no record of that. So they misled. So where I'm seated, the Democratic Alliance can speak that nice English and quote whatever they are quoting. Where they govern, like they always claim that they govern better. They are in government now since 2021. Look at the mess that they are leaving this institution with.
Unfortunately, the time has lapsed, Bob Ngobeni. Let me come in. I just want to hear both of you on the matter of deviation. Let me start with you, Palis. When the issue of deviation came, why did you not then raise issues of unfair, competitive advantage when it comes to these deviation? Because to me, it seems that there was, because also the UKN is alleged that why then did you deviate as a municipality when you were seeking a forensic firm to then do these particular investigative work? Why was there then a deviation to then appoint this particular company only later to then raise issues of them not being competent? Maybe the view of the DA on that briefly.
You know, I think Amusa, on that one, really, the view that you might actually need to be canvassing is the view of the EFF, because number one, we did not have funds budgeted for a forensic investigation we did not know we might need to have. That's why there is deviation policy, to accommodate when we need to make decisions that require financial backing, number one. Number two, we mandated the municipal manager himself to go and find us a firm.
But he deviated.
We do not now want to interfere. He deviated because council agreed to the deviation.
Mm.
We had to pay for a forensic external investigator.
Sure.
Because clearly in-house, there's too much rot going on within the municipality. Hence, he approached Mgiba Consulting.
Mm.
Now, we can't say administration, go find us a company to legitimately do an investigation for us. But remember, you must now come and tell us who it is so that we are happy with it. Because remember, we must tell you how to do your job.
Okay. But if you also give Ubangobeni the same opportunity. Ubangobeni, why did you then, as council, agree to the deviation? Because my issue is that now, as political parties are coming out and saying this particular firm did not possess the requisite skills to do investigative work. However, in council, some of the parties concurred to this.
You know, Musa, it's nice to talk. Well, fair enough. Look, there were three items.
Yeah.
Initially, there was then a 20 million that then was investigated, that went to the National Empowerment Fund.
Sure.
Illegitimately, there were, and then there were findings against that.
Mm.
So in terms of the forensic investigation, there were three items. There was a National Empowerment Fund of 20 million. There was the Triple P private security company that I've just spoken about.
Sure.
That we spend almost more than 7 million irregularly, having the support of the Democratic Alliance that wants to grandstand today as if they are the holiest cows. And then the last one would be the substation. Now, the two were brought in, which complied with the time frame. Because remember, we are regulated, by the way, Musa. Time frame is of paramount,
yeah.
Because there's financial year, and each and every time the Auditor General wants to come in, you should have, and you would have then complied with the prescript regulation. So where we are, that's where the problem is now, because you take this company, it does, you don't, in terms of the council resolution, because the resolutions that are taken by council are binding unless they are rescinded, and we have not rescinded any resolution of council. So it means you must then implement and comply with the resolutions of council as administration to the core.
Yeah. Palisa, how much is the forensic report worth?
Close to 1 million. But Musa, one more thing. I think this might be this might just really answer most of our questions.
Yeah.
Councillor Ngobeni is correct to say that there were three forensic reports that were commissioned. And Councillor Ngobeni is correct to say the two other forensics that were commissioned, it's the same Mkiba Consulting that proposed and we adopted. And we never said they are not qualified. But today, they are not qualified.
Ngobeni,
but they qualified.
Your party has 1 million
registered. When they presented.
Can I come in?
Don't get it for 30 seconds.
Yeah. No. Thank you very much. Look, the two reports are that Mugiba did. Mugiba is a consulting company, and we were talking about a Triple P private security company, and also talk about the National Empowerment. They were just, now, this is an electrical one. With the substation is electrical. And
look,
they don't have the competency.
Yeah.
We are not questioning anything else, but to say, can we able to comply with what is required of us?
Just
explain.
Nami ngiyasithandi lapha esitiki yethu arrogant. 1 million wethu kuhambile sibahlaza. So yeah, no. Asiyishiyeni la indaba yethu. And I hope to bring more parties into the discussion because it's multi-layered.
Yeah, awukahambi 1 million usayolanda. Whoever is implicated is going to have to account. But you see how we are pushed to do it. It's the wrong way. And
You've got a last bite. Well, I'm going to give any more time. Maybe last bite. 10 seconds.
Last bite.
Yeah.
There is no report on the table for us to consider because the report has been rejected.
Yeah, it's quite unfortunate.
That is now what the residents of this town and the same employees in the corridors must know.
Yeah.
But the report has been rejected, and there is nothing more to consider.
Of the EFS. To both my guests, unfortunately, I have to lay you off. They have given you more time than I ought to have. And I must then apologize to my other guests who are still yet to come. 24 minutes before the top of the hour. 170 million rand of the municipality has been spent on this substation in which you've been speaking about. Initially, it ought to have costed the municipality just under 50 million, right? But then, it was taken to 158 million, 170 million was then the initial one. Yeah, it's quite unfortunate what has happened there. Now it's a blame game. yet the substation is still not there. 23 before 8, and Obabu Ngobeni is with the UFF raising sharp views there, as well as Palace of the Democratic Alliance, equally raising sharp views. What do you make of it? You are in Steve Chet. Let me know.